The Music of Love. Hail to thee then, O Love, sweet madness, thou who healest all our infirmities, who art the physician of our pride and self-conceit, who art our Plato and our Galen. Love exalts our earthly bodies to heaven, and makes the very hills to dance with joy. O lover, 'twas love that gave life to Mount Sinai, when it quaked, and Moses fell down in a swoon. Did my beloved only touch me with his lips, I too, like a flute, would burst out into melody. When the Rose Has Faded. When the rose has faded, and the garden is withered, the song of the nightingale is no longer to be heard. The beloved is all in all, the lover only veils him. The beloved is all that lives, the lover a dead thing. When the lover feels no longer love's quickening, he becomes like a bird who has lost its wings. Alas! How can I retain my senses about me when the beloved shows not the light of his countenance? The Silence of Love. Love is the astrolabe of God's mysteries. A lover may hanker after this love or that love, but at the last he is drawn to the King of Love. However much we describe and explain love, when we fall in love we are ashamed of our words. Explanation by the tongue makes most things clear, but love unexplained is better. Earthly Love Essential to the Love Divine. In one, 'twas said, leave power and weakness alone. Whatever withdraws thine eyes from God is an idol. In one, 'twas said, quench not thy earthy torch, that it may be a light to lighten mankind. If thou neglectest regard and care for it, thou wilt quench at midnight the lamp of union. The Eternal Splendour of the Beloved. Why dost thou flee from the cries of us on earth? Why pourest thou sorrow on the heart of the sorrowful? O thou who, as each new morn dawns from the east, art seen uprising anew, like a bright fountain. What excuse makest thou for thy witcheries? O thou, whose lips are sweeter than sugar, that thou ever renewest the life of this old world, hear the cry of this lifeless body and heart. Woman. Woman is a ray of God, not a mere mistress, the Creator's self, as it were, not a mere creature. The Divine Union. Mustafa became beside himself at that sweet call. His prayer failed on the night of the early morning halt. He lifted not head from that blissful sleep, so that his morning prayer was put off till noon. On that, his wedding night, in the presence of his bride, his pure soul attained to kiss her hands. Love and mistress are both veiled and hidden. Impute it not a fault if I call him bride. He knows about it all. He who is from head to foot a perfect rose or lily, to him spring brings rejoicing. The useless thorn desires the autumn, that autumn may associate itself with the garden, and hide the rose's beauty and the thorn's shame, that men may not see the bloom of the one and the other's shame. That common stone and pure ruby may appear all as one. True, the gardener knows the difference in the autumn, but the sight of one is better than the world's sight. Resignation, the way to perfection. Whoso recognizes and confesses his own defects is hastening in the way that leads to perfection, but he advances not towards the Almighty who fancies himself to be perfect.